Hi, I'm Georgie Crawford. Oh. Oh my God.
And she's a health coach. And I'm Claire Solon, and I'm a life coach.
On Soul Sisters, we get together to navigate the challenges that life throws our way by sharing the wisdom we've learned and, most importantly, having a laugh too.
The Soul Sisters podcast is a Good Glow production brought to you with thanks to Colgate, the number one toothpaste brand in Ireland and the world.
We've partnered with Colgate because they are the champions of optimism. They inspire and empower people to be the hero of their own lives. They are committed to improving oral health and believe that everyone deserves a future to smile about.
Colgate says our smile is our strength, and we couldn't agree more. So all this season on Soul Sisters, we're going to share our reasons to smile. Ah, like a warm hug of a Tuesday. It's Soul Sisters. Hi, George.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, listen, the burden is heavy this week and I was thinking about not bringing it to you. But where else would I discuss it? Only here on the pod.
I think it's time for you to talk about what you've been going through over the last couple of weeks. And it's been so hard for me to just watch you suffer. And I didn't know how long it was going to take you to talk about it, but I'm glad that you have come to this place by yourself.
I have been very physically ill. Now, not to the extremes that you suffered in your life, but I have been consistently ill since February. Back to back stuff that I can't ignore. So serious sinus infection, which just knocked me out. Back injury. And nerve damage, which is still causing me problems, pins and needles and stuff in my left arm. And then lately, a serious and quite persistent UTI, which has brought me to my doctor several times, which has caused me to be on antibiotics and then double up on the antibiotics and take a significant time off work. And I guess the reason I wanted to talk about it was I have finally, rather than just think, God, this is so inconvenient, you know, once again, I've got something I have to deal with. I've finally just taken a step back and said, what's my body trying to tell me? Now, my coach, one of the many things he says on a regular basis to me is, slow down. Slow down. You're doing too much. You're spreading yourself too thinly. You're not giving yourself enough time to rest. And now that I've been knocked out by this UTI, like I have been on the flat of my back for much of the last week, I realize that I was nowhere near resting when I was resting.
I feel like you had that knowing, like in the first couple of episodes of Soul Sisters this season and in the conversations we were having in the weeks leading up to it. It was like you knew you needed to slow down and you thought your injury was slowing you down enough, but I don't think it was. For me, looking at you suffer over the last kind of 10 days, it's been really hard for me knowing that you're in a different country, that you are alone, live alone. Can you just tell us a little bit about what that is like for you?
I have been completely unmasked. My vulnerability has come to the fore a lot. I have always taken care of myself. And even when I was housemate, and maybe many of my friends would endorse this, but even if I'm in the presence of friends, it's very rare that I will ask or lean on them for help. And luckily for me, I haven't had to. But because I've been running on fumes for so long, and I think I wanted to talk about this in terms of everybody and in terms of what the pandemic has done for us. You know, the pandemic's stopped us in our tracks, but many of us worked even harder to try and keep life going. And that's where the burnout comes in. So at the moment, I'm surviving. I'm in a flat on my own. And there are days like where making food is difficult, you know, or just being alone is difficult. And another nugget of wisdom that my coach came up with was, this is a lesson for you, not only physically to slow down, because listen to the whispers, these ailments could be a precursor to something more serious physically. But what this is a lesson in is the fact that you don't invest in people in the right way. You provide support for people, but when you need it, you don't allow people in. I find it difficult to receive love. Hi, my name's Claire and I find it difficult to receive love. So I was due to go to a retreat the weekend just gone by. I also had a ticket for the Prosecco Express in the Palladium with Joanne McNally. Couldn't do either of them. Couldn't even imagine getting on a plane last Friday to go home to the retreat.
And I know that you look for lessons in everything. And it sounds to me like, boy, you've learned some lessons over the last couple of weeks. And not that you even had to, you know, like sometimes you can be sick and you don't, it doesn't have to be a life lesson. You can just surrender. But I know that that's how you thrive. You look for the lessons and you look for the growth. And I think as tough as it's been to watch you suffer over the last while, I think you've gone on a little mini journey, and you were going on a journey with that retreat. But what I said to you last week is, like, sometimes you need to be your own guru, like Roz yes. Purcell said.
Yes.
You know, be your own guru, listen to yourself. What do you need? And I think you needed to just buckle down and just be over the last while.
I remember you saying to me in the last few weeks that when you had got cancer, you had to surrender, like put your white flag up and say, I need help. I need the people around me to row in and help. And because I have never suffered something that has been so arresting in my life, I've just plowed on into work and plowed on into all of these big, big changes that occur. And I just roll with the punches. And it's like martyrdom in a way, you know? No, I'm fine. I'm grand. I don't need you. And for me to see you calling me over the last couple of weeks, reaching out, just going, are you okay? Like, I'm worried about you. What's going on? How are you today? And then for my friends to come, I have a couple of friends over here who've come with some dinner in their arms and just spent time. One friend came yesterday, Carla, and she did some Reiki on me. And it was like just to have her standing over me while I lay on my bed.
Yeah.
In my bedroom with me.
Minding you.
Was so comforting.
You deserve that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just, I don't know. I mean, you must have felt it for me. Did you feel me keeping you at arm's length a bit?
I definitely felt like you were just a tiny bit in your own world a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, because you're trying to survive the day. Get yourself through it instead of asking.
There's me doorbell. Hang on. Hopefully that's
who is it?
Hopefully that's Fortnum and Mason with a lovely gift.
Oh my God, we're all gonna wait here now and see who this is.
Hello. Oh sure, no worries. Thank you.
Okay, we're all waiting on tender hooks. Who was that?
Well, it wasn't a gift box anyway. It was a man from a gas company who had letters to deliver to the building.
Oh my God, that's so... I thought that was going to be like the perfect sign from the universe that you need to accept help. Like, I totally thought it would be one of your friends with a dinner. Oh, God.
So the lesson there is one must make one's own dinner today. And the healing continues. So now that's my week. Has yours been, better?
My week was, so I locked myself in our cabin in our garden on Wednesday. And this is before I turned into Jamie for the weekend. But last Wednesday, I sat down and I wrote something that I'm going to talk about at the National Concert Hall. Mm. It's called Rewrite Your Story. Is the name of my talk. And I just wrote from the heart. I actually said to Jamie afterwards, nothing has ever been so easy for me to write.
Wow.
And so I'm going to present that at the concert hall. I can't wait for that. And then on Saturday, Jamie texted me from the cabin. He was out there painting and he says, you're going to need, we were actually on the phone to each other. I was hiding in the bedroom from him. I was like, Claire, I need to ring you. Jamie's looking for me to paint the cabin, but I'm just going to talk to you for 20 minutes. And then I had to hang up really quickly because he was looking for me. So he frog marched me out to the cabin, handed me a paintbrush, and I spent the weekend there painting the roof.
You sent me a picture of you up on a little stepladder in like your painting gear. Now, if someone asked me to paint, right, and I've done some painting in this flat, I would be all up for it. I tell you where I draw the line. The ceiling.
I know.
No way. The stretch, and it comes down on you.
Yeah, so Jamie was saying that like if he stood on that stepladder for a long period of time, it would break. So that was his excuse.
Convenient.
So I was up the ladder. Now, I've never painted before. So, you know.
What colour is it?
See-through. Like, it's like see-through paint. I was like, what is the point of this?
So it's like, are you just, what do they call that?
It's like a wash.
Oh my God.
A wash. So you know what I'm like with cleaning my house when I have something on.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't just about going on holidays. We're putting on an event in the concert hall. So like I'm cleaning out my cutlery drawers.
What?
Like I can't go to the concert hall if my house is dirty.
You're a fascinating creature.
So I have been scrubbing the house from top to bottom.
Wow. Have you ever spoken to your therapist about that?
Yes, I have.
What were the thoughts?
I am distracting myself from my real problems. Claire, I wanted to talk to you about morning routines, right? Because remember we were talking about healthy habits, and I think we've also been talking about COVID. So during COVID, I took the opportunity to rest more. So myself and Jamie would sleep till 7:45 some mornings. Like we'd kind of wait till Pia woke up because the days were so long with her. So we would wait till she woke up. So obviously since things have gone back to normal then, you know, the world has reopened, I decided that one of my healthy habits for this year would be to give myself the gift of time in the mornings.
Ooh.
So to infuse my mornings with time.
Oh, nice.
So now my alarm goes off at 7 and I get up and I have my shower. And, you know, by the time P is going to school, we are so organized and ready for the day. And this morning I woke up at 5:30 and I felt really awake. And I was like, should I get up? And Jamie's a really light sleeper. So I was like, if I get out of the bed, he's going to wake up and he won't be able to go back to sleep. But I was thinking of you at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about your morning routine. So for me, I try to lift my vibe first thing in the morning, like Brian Penny saying, like, how do you get yourself to 15,000 feet? So there's a number of things that I do. So infusing my morning with time, I try to drink water in the morning. I try to open the windows to let some new energy into my day. Sometimes I put on Alex Iano, Good Morning, that song.
I love that song. I see it on your stories all the time. Good morning.
Yeah. So if I'm flying low, if I'm at like 4,000, 5,000 feet, Alex Iano is on. If I'm at like 8 or 10,000 feet, I'll have a podcast on. But if I'm digging deep, I need to put on some feel good music. And then another part of my morning is I try to get outside. So I hate starting work without being outside, even if I'm just standing in my garden for a few minutes. And then today I started my cold water shower, my cold shower challenge, 21 days. So I did that this morning. So tell us about your morning. I feel like you're better at mornings than I am.
I think probably rooted in my past is, you know, 4 a.m. alarm clocks, working on breakfast shows on radio for 6 years in total between Dublin and London. So the mornings, and I always was, you know, without being too shameless, I was always the best member of the team in the morning. Like I would come in and I'd be like, "How are you?" And some people would look at me and go, "Fuck you." And then others would be like, "Aye." So I am good in the morning. My alarm goes off at around 4:45 and I get up and do a Zoom meditation class from 6 till 7. Now, admittedly, in the last couple of weeks, because I've been feeling so badly, I will just turn it on, keep my camera off and just play it on the pillow beside me. And I've been sleeping and sleeping and sleeping and feeling the restoration that sleep has been giving me. But ordinarily, I would do 6 to 7 in meditation. Sometimes I would go to a boot camp straight after that. So 7:15 until 8 o'clock. When I did my injury and I started listening to my body was saying, "Please, yoga is what I need. Give me yoga in the morning." So then after 7 o'clock, I might get Yoga with Adrian on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd just do 15 or 20 minutes of her. And like you, after that, I used to be able to do it, but now I can't. I have to leave the house. I have to get out into nature. And we're so blessed over here with predominantly good weather, next up France. Mm. So generally the mornings are pleasant. So I will just kick on my shoes and do what I used to call a fake commute, which is, you know, up and do 20 minutes up to the park, go to the lake, have a look at the little ducks and swans, come back down, grab a coffee, start my day.
And what about breakfast?
Good question. Probably nutritionally, we have a question mark over me in the mornings. When I was doing breakfast radio and I was getting up very early, I needed the fuel. So I was always on porridge or overnight oats and stuff like that. These days, I would be more likely to be in the queue at Cut the Mustard, waiting for me out flat white. Sometimes a pan au chocolat. Lot of the time, a pan of chocolat. Because then what happens to me is I get in the queue, right? And I think to myself, no, I'm not going to do it today. No. It's Tuesday. No way. Not doing it. And then I just think to myself, but like, I bet you somewhere in Paris now, there's some real demure female having a pastry. And then I'm like, I am demure sometimes, you know? Sometimes people could say to me, "You are Parisian." And then the girl says to me, "Hi, what can I get you? Pan of chocolat, please, and an oat flat white."
So you're just convincing yourself while you're standing in the queue the whole time.
Talking to myself constantly. If I skip the pastry, I'll come back here. And I've been good lately, actually, at keeping really nice, tasty fruit in the house. So I have grapes and I have strawberries, blueberries, a selection of stuff. And I will combine it all into a lovely fruit salad in a Pyrex dish. And so I might take a scoop of that and some probiotic yogurt.
Nice.
To get me going.
Yeah, I have to eat berries in the morning and oats.
Ooh, so what do you do with them?
So I either have porridge or granola. I'm not really a massive fan of overnight oats.
Yeah, why? They're a bit sloppy.
A bit cold.
Yeah, of course.
They're a bit like cold and soggy. So yes, I just wanted to ask you about your morning routine, because when I wake up at 5:30, like, do I need to just get up?
I would. And I feel for you, because you've got Pee Wee Herman in the other room. You've got Jay beside you and you don't want to, you know, just distract them or wake them up. But if you are feeling alive and because of where you live, if you got up at 5:30 and went outside, you could have a spiritual experience at that time of day.
This season of Soul Sisters is brought to you with thanks to Colgate, who believe everyone deserves a future to smile about.
Sure thing. Hey, Georgie, what made you smile this week?
So I was thinking about this. I brought my little Pee-wee to a birthday party on Saturday. And she was a little bit nervous to go because, you know, COVID and the world opening up again is so enormous for her.
Yeah.
So she went to the party and there was a few little tears at the start. And, you know, she got the courage to go in and I left her. And as I was tucking her into bed that night, I said, "See, didn't you have a great time at the party? You were so brave." And she said, "Well, Mummy, do you know what I did? I went on the bouncy castle and when I got off, I took a deep breath because I knew that would make me feel calm and then I felt better." And I was like, "My work here is done. You have been reared. You are reared and ready to face the world." And it made me smile because I work really hard on my own wellness and it's good to see that it's rubbing off on her.
Oh, well done, Mama Bear. As well as championing optimism, Colgate provides many dental care products that have clinically proven benefits for you and your family. Available in all major Irish supermarkets and pharmacies. Hey, do you know what I wanted to tell you? I wanted to reiterate something I've said in the last couple of weeks. You know, my coach had said to me, "Why are you going to the same place for coffee all the time? You need to change it up. Change it up and the blessings and the mysteries will reveal themselves to you." So I thought to myself, well, it can't just be coffee. Like, I should actually be spreading the love to all the local businesses. So I went up to my local pharmacy and I have been to this pharmacy before and I've had the same frustration with the staff. And that is discretion. The likelihood is I'm coming in here with a complaint I don't want the whole neighbourhood to know about. So please, if you wouldn't mind. Shh. So I walk into the pharmacy and no one's in there. I'm like, whew, grand. Up to the counter and I said to the guy, "I need some Senecot." Now, anybody who works in a pharmacy, and most of us know, if an individual needs Senecot, she's a bit backed up.
And probably in a bad mood.
Exactly. And in a very grumpy version of herself. So the guy goes, "Oh, what seems to be the trouble?" And I'm like, I look around over my shoulder. Constipation. The pharmacist, like a little meerkat, comes up over the over the back and looks out. I'm like, great, everyone's aware now. Everyone's aware. So I said, "Yeah, I'm just going to take these. Which ones?" And he goes, "Okay, what's your date of birth?" I'm like, absolutely irrelevant. Absolutely. We're not doing this. This is not a prescription. This is like, and then a man walks in behind me. I panic. I grab Senecot and gave them to him, paid, left. In a rage, like a real, like just really, and I know I was being, probably I was just being irrational, but like, come on, man, read the room. So I said to myself, okay, that's happened to me before there. I need to change it up. So I went for a little walk and I said, I'm just going to sample my local pharmacies. So I went into another pharmacy and asked the gentleman behind the counter for a cream that I was looking for. And he was like, "No, what's it for? What's wrong with you?" I'm like, okay, no, that's it, that's the test. And I'm back out. I'm like, don't worry about it, it's fine, I'll try somewhere else. And finally, pharmacy number 3, I walk in and I meet this gentleman, this kind of man is about in his 60s, and he's like, "Hello." And immediately I just felt this warmth, like this dad energy come over me. And I said to him, "Hiya, look," and I'd written it on a piece of paper and I was like, "I'm looking for this particular cream." And he said to me, "What's it for?" And then he pointed down and I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Just stay there for a second." went off, brought me back the cream, and he said, "Are you taking antibiotics for this infection?" And I said, "Yeah." So this is my UTI. And he said, "Right, you need to get yourself some OptiBac probiotics. And you also, in tandem with that, should be taking some fish oils." And I said, "Oh, okay, brilliant." So he walks me down to the aisle, tells me why these ones have 75 million bacteria and they're better than this one and I should take them for a few months. Then he brings me over to the fish oils and he goes, "Now, see this brand here? They're really good. They're from Alaska and they are fishing in waters where there's no plastics, so the fish don't have plastics or anything in them. And you take these two alongside each other and I promise you'll be feeling better." Well, my God. Honest to God. And it just, as I paid him a lot of money, I walked out and I said to myself, "Shop around, lads. Change it up, change your routine, go to different places, meet different people, because beautiful experiences are just waiting to happen."
Claire, that's so beautiful.
Speaking of paying it forward, right? You know what won't go away? What just will not go away?
What?
Aubergines.
I had a barbecue on Saturday night. I uploaded a picture of corn on the cob, asparagus and fish on my barbecue. And someone wrote back and do you know what they said?
"Where's the
aubergine?" "There's no aubergine on that barbecue." I was like, I'm not a brand ambassador for aubergines now.
Although I feel like we should be. I got several messages from people who obviously sensed from last week that I was slightly averse to giving aubergines a go. And cravings by ChrissyTeagan.com. Now, if it's Chrissy Teigen, I'm going to stop and listen. I'm not sure who sent me this in my DMs, but it's a pasta recipe with aubergines in it. And whoever sent me the DM was falling over themselves to say how much they enjoyed it. So when I get back on my feet, I'm going to cravings by ChrissyTeagan.com and I'm going to check out the recipe.
Oh, about time you decided to eat an aubergine. No excuses, okay?
Yeah, I'll be unbearable, you know, in a couple of months' time. I'll be like, "Jesus, you know what I had this weekend? Aubergine on me pizza."
For recommends this week, I was going to recommend something else. But then I woke up at 5:30 this morning and I really felt like I needed to listen to nature. So this week I'm going to recommend timberfestival.org.uk. And timberfestival.org. Oh, let me just double check that.
Get
that
yourself,
sounds weird.
Get yourself a lumberjack, guys.
Timber Festival.
Ooh, that's so relaxing. I need to listen to nature.
This site cannot be reached. Where am I getting this from? Sound of the Forest sound map. Let me see. Sound of the Forest sound map. Yeah. Sound. Oh, yeah. Okay. So if you Google Sound of the Forest sound map, it comes up, right? And it's this website where basically it plays the sounds of the forest in loads of different countries around the world. So there is, you know, Claire, if you're missing home, you can log into the Ireland one and wow, listen to Castletown Forest in Kildare, Ross Island in County Kerry. And then you can just literally move around the world and you can go into all the different forests. And it's actually, of course, they all sound so different, but it really, when I was clicking into all the different countries, I couldn't believe how different the forests sound. So you can like click into like South America, you know, North America, Australia, anywhere in the world and listen to a forest and just have a little few minutes to yourself with the sound of nature.
Oh my God, that is, do you know what? I will rest Spotify and I will put on Sounds of the Forest this week. That sounds divine. So you're listening to rainforests and exotic birds, mm-hmm, and, you know, animals that could kill you and shit. Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, so I'll link it in the episode show notes if anyone wants to check it out. And you could literally pick a different forest like every day of the year.
Oh, divine. What a great recommendation.
Thank you.
Good on you. So I have been resting like I've never rested before. Admittedly, I like to listen to books more than I like to read them. And so I decided, after listening to you speak to Martha Beck on The Good Glow, that I was going to get The Way of Integrity. Now, I had listened to that Martha Beck episode a couple of times, and actually having done a little straw poll with a couple of friends who are all GGers, they said the same. Isn't it interesting sometimes with episodes where, I mean, I do it a lot, but the casual listener will obviously just listen to the podcast once and not go back. But there were real lessons in the fiber of that conversation that I didn't want to miss. So as I lay there feeling sorry for myself during the week, I thought to myself, now who can I listen to that will really inspire me to think beyond this sickness? And Martha Beck was the lady.
So Martha Beck is Oprah's life coach. She worked with Oprah and O Magazine for 20 years. She's been on Super Soul Conversations. Like, she is the OG of life coaching. So when I was interviewing her, I was like, I think I need to get her to like coach me on this episode.
Yes.
So I was asking her loads of questions, like real life, giving her real life examples so that we could all kind of get real practical skills from her. And I think it really worked out. I got a message as well from Anya, who said that she listened to it twice and she just was so blown away by it. And it is definitely one of the proudest moments for me chatting to Martha Beck, like someone who Oprah trusts with her life.
Yeah.
What was there any standout moments for you?
So stop compulsively seeking comfort. And that was one of the things, that was one of the early moments where I thought to myself, interesting. So for me, compulsively seeking comfort is, I found comfort in distraction. So if I'm scrolling, socializing, if I was drinking alcohol, I was talking on the phone to other people, it was basically anything to stop me sitting still with myself. The comfort is the numb. The sitting with yourself is the way of integrity. It's the way back to your true nature. And what I found really interesting about what Martha said about in the book was, culture conditions our true nature out of us. So from as small as 3 or 4, you start to look around and observe what's right and what's not. And we as adults don't do this on purpose. I know we don't, but we project adult stuff onto kids. So if kids are laughing or joking or, you know, dancing or being like wild and mad and the most excited version of themselves, often they're told to tone it down.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly women. It's like, be seen and not heard now, girls. And so from that, that really, really struck me. And I thought, God, I have looked to my culture. So which is my surrounding area, my people, my tribes, everybody, my family. I've looked for cues my whole life. I go into a room and I think, what does this room need me to be? Rather than, who am I going to be?
Yeah.
In this room. So that's one of the first real takeaways from Martha Beck's book, The Way of Integrity. The other one, which you talked to her about, was radical honesty. 1 year, no lies. Something we often talk about is accepting invites when you're really not all the way there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, friends say, oh, come out with me on Friday. And you're like, cool. Now, I know it's probably got easier with the pandemic and stuff, but what Martha says is, when someone says to you, come out on Friday with me, you go, hang on a second, let me check. So it sounds like, to all intents and purposes, you're checking your diary.
Yes.
But actually what you're doing is you're checking in with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feel like doing it, don't do it.
I think it's really important to check in with yourself and see what you really need, because that is how you really thrive. And if you just give all the time to other people, you're just going to burn out eventually.
And the fundamental understanding of that is, for me, if you take care of you first, other people, everyone around you will benefit. And it's the same for us all. You know, mine is not kids, but it's my workplace. You know, I text my boss and I said to her last week, like, I'm just not feeling well enough to come back to work. And she goes, good, I wasn't expecting you. And I thought, God, this is for the first time in my life, I haven't rushed back to try and save face so that people think that I'm a hard worker. Mm-hmm. I realize that if I put the time into my healing, I'll bounce back and everyone will be happy to see me.
Yeah. And also, what can you do for yourself? So she talks about, like, what makes you feel warm versus what makes you feel cold. And she said, just do the things that make you feel warmer. So for me, I've been thinking over the last couple of weeks, it started with the Johnny Depp trial.
Interesting.
Oh, I was glued to it. And then I was like, this is not making me feel warm. It's actually doing the opposite. Yes. I'm worn out from watching this.
Yes.
Why am I staying up until 11 o'clock watching this? So then I started to think about June. And in June, Love Island comes back.
Oh, yeah.
And that's usually a little bit of escapism for me. But I think I'm going to give myself the gift of not watching Love Island this year.
I must say, I've done it. And it was a gift, because my evenings were my own, and I'm a very emotional person now, but I was, like, emotionally invested in these people, and I was over identifying with people. And so I was obsessing with other people's drama, a bit like Depp's trial. And that takes something from you. It takes your cup is full. And you're just emptying it out a little bit when you go outside of yourself to distract yourself with other people. A couple of other bits that Martha said in the book that really stuck with me, I wrote down in my notes. For me at the moment, because of what I said earlier on, I need to look at the love that's looking at me. So that's you right now. But, like, I need to look around at the people in my life that love me and let them in, rather than kind of barricading myself in this fortress of independence.
Survival.
Yeah.
Come here, because I was like on Friday, if I was a really good friend, would I not be on a flight to London? You know, when you're asking yourself things.
Yeah.
Should I be doing that? How would you feel if I had a knock on your door on Saturday morning?
Honest to God, for the first 20 minutes, I would have been high as a kite. And then I would have been like, shit, what am I going to do with her now? I just want to.
We have to put her in Imogen's.
Go in next door. Imogen's not there. You can kick back with the cats. Have a bath.
But that's the thing. I was like, oh, I felt like you were so far away. But that's the thing. You're too far away for me to land on your doorstep and have nowhere to sleep that night.
Exactly. And what I'll say is, it's 1 degree turns. That's what Martha Beck says. 1 degree turns towards the right way of being. And so you flying over to me and me receiving you in my sick bed is kind of like straight out of Hollywood, but in reality is an absolute nightmare for all involved. So the 1 degree turn is me just seeing you call me nearly every day to check in, and me answering that call and having even just a quick chat with you. And that brings happiness and joy.
And then also for you not to answer if you don't feel like answering, but also to know that I will call you the next day and would never be offended that you didn't answer yesterday.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Screening calls are okay. One last thing, and it's Marianne Williamson is the quote that Martha used, But I just thought maybe this is a nice way for us to finish today. Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light and not our darkness that frightens us most. So in times of darkness and suffering, it is merely a signpost for you to address what's going on in your life and move towards the light.
I hope you feel a big, huge hug from all the Soul Sisters now, Claire, that you've spoken your truth and you've said how you feel, and it's okay to do that. Just because our podcast is funny at times doesn't mean you have to show up and be hilarious every single week.
No.
Just be you.
I feel like as if I had 15 other bodies hanging in my wardrobe in there, you know? And I have now met my limits. I've met my fragility. I don't feel 100%, and I haven't felt 100% physically for months on end. And I get it now. I need to take care of myself. And if you're feeling the same way, just stop and listen and just reach out to whoever's beside you and share that thought. Because as soon as somebody else hears that, they'll invest in you in the right way and help you out. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you so much for listening to Soul Sisters today. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to leave us a review, subscribe, send this episode along to your WhatsApp groups. You can follow Claire on Instagram at Claire Solon, and I'm at Georgie.Crawford.